I am a human researcher, and I study choreography and dance, but mostly my work is not involved in that practice. And I think you invited me to a public think tank, which is a project I'm now developing on the Patek Festival, which I know I will come to later. I have to say that in opposite to the others, my talk is probably not so well prepared, and I think the structure is this, that there is not really a structure but more points, which you can enter the way in the video. What I'm interested in is the gathering, and in a sense, the word practice remains a difficult word for me, because I often work with collective practices or works where for the last 4 years I've mainly been involved in these kind of practices, and they remain always vague. Because exactly, you often start with people you don't have a common ground with, so you kind of have to create it, and therefore, in the beginning, you don't know, or the practice is in development, and often very unstructured, and so therefore, not really and so, one of the questions of the UN is what kind of preconditions are there for practices together, and I think one of the main preconditions for when I work in collectives is that, that you never leave the room, in the sense that often conflicts arise, and these conflicts are the most interesting for me about collective practices, in the sense that only through conflicts you create change. Anyway. That's one point. Another point is the book of Richard Sennett. He defines cooperation for together or working together. It's a matter of working together with others to do things you can do for yourself. So, gain knowledge from others is the main reason to work together. But I'm still vague on this point, in the sense that what if you work together with other people from whom you cannot learn anything because we are all non-specialists? What does it mean then to work together when I'm developing collective practice? Most of the time, no one of us really knows how to do it. That's another point. There seems to be a confusion about the together, and that is visible because Richard Sennett wrote this book. There are a lot of books that try to challenge the idea that we see ourselves as individuals in a way, or the society as being existing of all kinds of individuals, and also comes around with empathy and justice on a more scientific level. In a way, I find this interesting that it's about this Salon today. Why does this topic come up together in these times? Because practices together have always existed in a way. And so I think this was said earlier already. But we have come to believe of ourselves as very individual, and we have kind of lost this culture of working together. And I have a little anecdote about this. I attended it's not only within artists' culture, but I attended the in Ignaz arrived here in 2011 after the long march from Spain to Brussels, and I organized this camp. And I attended one of the assemblies in the evening where they discussed practical and philosophical issues. But the interesting thing was, you would expect from these kind of people that they have kind of methods to work together or to cooperate. But at the same time, what was extremely visible was that it was a total chaos, and that we in the West kind of lack a culture of working together. And I would like to add one little movie fragment. This is from Adam Curtis. What happened to our freedom trap? I don't know if you ever saw it, but it's a kind of nice addition to this. So all these anecdotes come kind of back to what is this together, or what does it mean to work together nowadays in our society? And that's kind of the main question that my work is trying to deal with. So about the work, I'm working together on different levels with different people. And so one of them I already addressed was in artist relations and collectives and so on, kind of what we all know. And then the other, what I'm actually more interested in, is the public or the spectators, and this gap which is often experienced between the public and the spectators. And so that's why I started to develop, also because of other reasons, the project which is titled The Political Party by 2014. I would like to fund a new political party. And so practice therefore, or, and I don't know if you can call it a practice, is to develop true monthly think tanks, which would be in the US, the fundamentals of this party. So in a way, for me, this is a question I have been busy with in my earlier work, but never really succeeded. Maybe this comes to the open way you can do it, is to resolve this gap between performers and spectators. But that, in a way, how can we become really together? If art or theater is about dying. So that's another point. And then the last point is what is interesting about it, and this also comes back to what was phrased earlier. So I'm doing this work in Lorette, which is a big institution. And so this last point is about institutions and working together with institutions. So I'm there in the residency program, which they call City Residence, and they asked 5 people to be involved in it, and it's also for them to confront themselves with their own logic of production, with the way they work, the whole fixed structure that there is, and already now there are a lot of conflicts. Process to kind of not plan everything in advance, or to allow for different ways of working than the existing structure which we are all known to. And I'm also involved in the Batak Festival from this year on, which is also actually a long existing institution, quite big in the sense. And in a way, it comes back to the money thing. I don't know if what it has to do with the working together, but in this we also try to think to who do we give really the needs? Is it, and so do we all spend it only on material and communication, or is it not actually more interesting for the artists? So in a sense, what I want to say in this is that if you want to have different structures or different ways you can develop your world together or alone, then it's interesting to take over as artists again institutions. But there are the points.
That's a big problem. But actually, money is a very natural thing. It's a very beautiful thing. It makes things happen. It's like an exchange of also, to find that taking role for the institutions as artists is really now, in Belgium or Europe, all the money is actually taken over. The money to the country is taken over by institutions or people who are dealing with artists. And the money artists, what is left over is going to the artists. And that's really. Taking over again the institutions as artists in collaboration.
It is indeed interesting to about your training. Also this year, for the first time, you asked two artists what do you want rather than say you have this budget and this.
It's also changing the idea of as an artist, changing putting yourself sometimes in a role, a supporting role towards other artists. And that's sometimes a very difficult thing for an artist because you have the your work or your actions as an artistic thing. And the moment that you put your work or your actions towards in a supporting role for another artist, and that conflict starts, I feel sometimes conflict starts to rise. Or there has to be money.
Specialists learn from each other. I don't really agree with it in that sense, but I think everybody has specialism, but you have to be willing to be your specialist in service of someone else. And then you can start learning from each other. I think that's in a very material way, it's a way of collaborating. I might be a very good director, if I'm not, but if I'm also a very good video editor, I can help out. I have a feeling I see more and more those kinds of networks of collaborations coming into existence today.
But even if we put yourself in a situation where we are all not specialists now, but we can pretend to be, and we can still, like this, for example, this is your telepathy, like, I'm not a specialist, but let's pretend. And this will you get something out of it. But I like this thing of the specialist and non-specialist, I think it's Like, we are there, but I think it was a question of choice and what you are interested to. There are some very, very clear speciality, and but you can also work on the non-specialties. But it's almost an aesthetic work.
I would put it even further, because we still keep thinking about an exchange of knowledge and collaboration. We can also, like the example of Batai Festival, the question is not, okay, what do you want to present? Or I have money, you have art, let's exchange. Let's say, okay, let's produce this curation that comes into being through this collaboration, and it will change all of us, whatever background that we have. But it's so collaboration as a production of new subjectivity and knowledge, etc. And therefore you do need to place what you know with recognize especially how a certain institution produces you to produce certain knowledge.
The role of the me and personal projection is because you were lucky when you were saying that art is an example of a smooth collaboration. Maybe it's not exactly the case. Not because of the complex situation and we had a lot to discuss. But at the same time, the fact that we all want to this is also important. Nobody has a value in itself. It's a part of the world. And it's very precious, this part of the world that is in the land, which we need to have a sort of constellation of examples, real and clear, also to go forward further, to proceed in our practice. So, if there is a most difficult role, you, the body, you, different people of my time, that embody, for instance, this double role of having been a real experience with all these contradictions, with all this complexity, and all these big question marks, as well as, I suppose, also the good part of it, and also the role of being fetish. Fetish are useful. Playground, I mean, lines, playground, and all together is a set of tools of course, not because you have a hammer in your hands that you are able to build up a table, but without hammer, it's even more difficult.
About freelance,
project you need to rebuild, you never, you don't think the same, you need to rebuild always. And in that sense, I think it's not so different from always starting new collection. I mean, you have to get to some of the other, yeah. You have to build always.
But for me, if I speak from my practice, working in drama making very different collaborations, it is different. So people that I've built the experience over the years, of course you have to restate the questions and the methods of a particular project to then shape a certain common ground and work apart. But the issue of collaboration facilitates to work differently. Because we can then negotiate that common project rather than negotiating first place of collaboration, and it becomes maybe more efficient. It's a strange word, but there is an implicit understanding that makes you work differently.
Another group of this practice is being largely characterized by repetition. Because I was thinking now that we are doing something together now. We came here on Sunday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. Which means that we care to be around the table and do that, but are we actually doing something together, or we would say that now we meet every week to see what practice means, and then we'll have to find tools to do it, repeat, you know, do it every week and see how we can actually, when we do actually something together, do we do something together, or do we do doing something together, that we do something together, but we say that we are artists collaborating and we do in the studio. So what is it, the morality that defines it? Is it what defines it?
Has always been coming from himself, in a sense, not a producer of someone who puts people together and has to make something, but that most of the time does not work. And that, of course, is where the collaboration starts, in a sense, with a clear reason why. Very special about the topic, and that's very clear. And that's the collaboration, but the relations.
But it's also what Sarah said, that he invites specific people, so who is very important, because he wants to ask specific questions to specific people. And this means then that coming together and developing practice together by all the people. You want to be meet and do something somewhere else. Or you're not. You know, you need a failure. And it's something that, wow, it's not a good thing in this case. So what you find.
It happens a lot.
Right? Now we are running. So well.
Off. Yeah.
political party. Is their desire involved in the program?
The program has to go into being true in the region. And so this, I don't know, it starts from a desire.
How do you go about that then in your think tank? Because that's what interests me is the tools you use to come from together to collaboration. Because together doesn't mean that you are collaborating.
The idea there is that you would have it monthly, so immediately, and if you
are you actually?
Yeah.
Because this means that you're going to have a certain amount of people who are interested in how are you doing? How are you doing? And what are you doing? Because that's the practice of coming together. You just find that out.
No, because there is. Project still remains vague because I first started with the data to make the program. I don't know what the program is.
So, it seems like it will come from the
project brings propositions and this set of advice to serve for what our public brought. And that service should concern itself and not what is my. I'm not interested in I or the what is my.
Yeah. But maybe you will start with a question or something. You would carry on with this
the
first
fundamental. The first I know, but for example, on the tag, it was about Europe, so what about Europe, and can we start, or we can see Europe, and so on. The fundamental question in the life of the project is which other fictions on the political, cultural, social level can we create in the one we are now looking at? Which other fiction can we create than the fiction we live in right now?
Do you still see a role for you as an author or an initiator? Because the project will in some way be connected to your name. And the outcome may very well be a part that you would never want to be. The platform of all is something that you can
create. And this is a question that remains unresolved on the author, because one of my points. Where I read in 2008, and how also the thinking that together started this book from Kapuscinski, which is a Polish writer, and it's called The Other. And so he writes that we are not known the author of my work. And so I try to do this by putting in the credits of the people that inspire me for the project, and all the books and with the books you get there and where it's and so on. But yeah.
Question.
Okay. All the movements in history that are happening, you can always relate to a few individuals in a sense. Socialism, for instance, and it's also, I have several questions for a project that I would like to do in the future, which is also kind of more common projects, but how. Why wouldn't you position yourself? What's the reason not to position yourself in the sense of it will happen anyway? And then it's maybe better to position yourself so you can also guide it in a sense. I have no answer for that because it's also a collaboration. I try to say, giving the example of this culture, we are using things like this. How can we think differently of ourselves and our fiction when we play the courses that also work? And these people always try to find for the one who will become the project that they forget that they are always in the.
Thank you.
also have a think about the collection, because it's like again a certain way of thinking about it. You know, for example, the flow of the aggregate, which is a and this proposal is rather to, okay, to say we are extremely individual in this culture. So let's go to the market street. Let's say that caring for the self is the most important. And by doing this, you become again collective. So this is another definition of a collective. And I contradict myself probably also by saying my view of collective.
In the sense is that he documents in a sense like ages of cooperation, but he also says apart from the knowledge and skill involved, that individual skills involved, these collaborations can also look, be looked at having an active themselves and that's a prime consequence to make.
Well, we're over five, it's time to round up, but I have maybe one more quotation from Mariana Heinke.
Please do.
Which will be again an open ending, but she speaks about the artist as a triple kind of figure, a generalist, a researcher that has an interest and a curiosity for the world, a craftsperson, and also a bricoleur, someone that bridges between heterogeneous practices and interests. And now my quarter on, again, the performing arts is a way of collaborating. The processes that lead to stage activities are almost always a result of a collective practice with a limited group of people. Designing and performing the work are closely connected. There is direct personal communication between everyone involved in the project. Everyone can more or less create an idea of the work as a whole, and in that way retain a connection with it.